This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to Saturday Magazine. This is Paul here, Saturday Magazine today with Misha Ketchell and Macca. And Macca, I do believe it's time for your op-ed.
Well, it's sort of an op-ed. And what I wanted to do, I've actually got a couple of emails from listeners that I want to respond to, but also yourself, Misha, Fiona, Dave, feel free to join in. So the first one is from a listener who said, if we're having a reflective, introspective discussion about media and its representation of wider community sentiment, where does Joy stand in believing it is reflective of the views of the wider gay community? To be honest, we are only reflective of the circumstances in which we find ourselves and the situations that develop around us. We listen to the feedback from our listeners and from our members, and we engage with, we used to say the term people of influence, but I wouldn't say we actually engage much with influencers, but we do engage with decision makers, whether they be in politics, whether they be in business, whether they be in the community. We have to reflect, and not just Saturday Magazine, all shows on Joy have to reflect our community. And what I can say is, no, I can't say with any guarantee that we reflect the view of the wider community. We reflect the view of our community as best we can. And I think one of the indications of that is Joy is about to pass, in fact, I think it might have, 3 million podcast downloads. So 3 million decisions have been made to download our content, presumably not to boost our numbers, but because the person downloading it wanted to listen to it. So I would assume, reasonably, that there's an element of agreement. Now, not everyone is going to agree with us, and just as the conversation we'll publish pieces that a lot of people won't agree with. You can only publish what you believe to be the truth. And if it's an opinion, say it's an opinion. If you report the news, try as hard as you can to report the facts. I think we do represent the community, the wider community, but how wide that representation is, I'm always open to ways for us to take other parts of our community on board, and we always try and do that, not just on this show, but everything on Joy. If you look at the diversity of our content and the range of our content, I think we are reflecting a wider community.
Just to jump in on that, there may or may not be a subtext in that question of criticism that Joy is not representing all those views. And I guess what I would say to the person that wrote that question would be, if there is a particular view that you feel isn't being represented,
tell us.
You should, let people know. And I'm sure that the presenters of this program or other programs on Joy FM would be very keen to make sure that they do include as many relevant, reasonable views as possible.
So you took the words out of my mouth, Misha. I was going to say, Doug, if you think there's something we're missing, let us know. We've got a very, very wide range of shows that happen, especially shows in the evening, particularly things like World Wide Wave, Triple Bypass, and a whole bunch of other stuff that covers a whole bunch of other parts of the rainbow community.
And music shows. We don't just play handbag music.
There's a whole bunch of... And we also actively recruit new volleys from different sectors. So we currently, I think, have got 2 different Joy Academy training classes going on with a whole bunch of new voices to try and widen that breadth. So do we do everything? Probably not. Could we do it? Yes, we would, and we'd love to. So if you've got something you want to do, then give us a call, drop us a note. We'd love to hear from you.
Speaking on behalf of news and current affairs even, because SatMag isn't the only current affairs show. There's also The Informer. There's plenty going on at Joy. I don't think I've seen organisations work half as hard. And I'm a professional journalist. Misha, jump in here. You're far more a professional journalist than I am. But I've never seen organizations work half as hard to get expert opinions in the door and to get a diversity of opinions through the door. And Fiona's sitting on my right here as if, you know, it's just, you know, whatever. But Fiona works and slaves to try and get a diversity of opinions and perspectives through the door, especially during hardcore political news cycles, which have just been nonstop over the last 2 years. So obviously, sometimes circumstances work against us. Not everyone says yes, but really, it's something worth celebrating, and I know it's a snowball that does not ever stop rolling.
Now, can I just jump in? Because I did pick up a little bit of bias in your news presentation. I've got a bone to pick with you. Like, I noticed that when you were doing the weather, you know, all the major capital cities across Australia got a run.
Yeah.
And then Nowra?
That's a Joy News eccentricity. We always include a random regional centre because we are an Australian organisation. Yes. When I first got here, we actually only did
the Melbourne.
Melbourne, yeah.
But, oh, really?
There is a gay in Nowra who heard that and went, yes.
Fantastic. Well, that's great to know. I thought Nowra was getting some very unfair singling out, but I'm glad to hear that.
I want to just... Doug, to give you an example, last month, and we get podcast statistics, 50%, exactly 50% of our podcast downloads came from the United States.
Mm.
23.7% came from Australia. 3.2% came from Germany. Singapore has joined the top five. It's been in and out a few times for 2.4%. New Zealand, 2.1%. And so we have here, last month there was about 35,937. Well, holds the record of the most downloaded podcast during the COVID pandemic for their episode, Sex, Intimacy and COVID-19. Mm. Well, also holds the record of the most countries downloaded. 167 countries download the Well, Well, Well podcast. Saturday Magazine holds the record for the most downloaded shows, followed by World Wide Wave and Well, Well, Well and Hide and Seek. And the most downloaded podcast episodes were, I think, was 256,000 in Australia, 231,000 and Germany, 21,000. So There's actually the diversity of the people who download our diverse content. Think about that. Well is downloaded from 167 countries. I tell you what, I don't know that there are many other media organisations that have that sort of reach. And understanding that Joy, our podcast library, is the largest LGBTQI
podcast library in the world.
In the world.
28,000
in the world.
Episodes.
Yeah, in the world. There's 28,000 podcasts on it. We don't take them off, even the ones that attack you, Dave. We don't take them off.
There's a few of those.
Yeah, so, I mean, Misha, you know, The Conversation, you know, you have a huge number of unique visitors each month. Just a round figure, how many do you have?
I think it's about, it's been about 5 and 7 million at the moment.
Yeah, and that's like...
That's phenomenal, Misha.
That is
congratulations, though, because from a standing start here in Melbourne, the organisation that you've been a part of has actually grown exponentially, and you should be very proud that people are reading stuff that is actually factually correct.
Do you have any figures around syndications, Misha? Because I work in media monitoring. You guys get syndicated globally hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, part of the way we work is everything that we do is free to republish and for other media to read, and we actually work... We have people on our team who work with other media outlets. So they basically, when an article's coming up, they'll go to the ABC or the Guardian or whoever it is and say, this piece is coming up. Do you want to republish it?
And people overwhelmingly say yes.
Yeah. And so it's probably, you know, the same number again, at least, that we get from republishing. And that's just, I'm talking about the Australian audience. Once you get to the global audience, it's up around 40 or 50 million from all the sites around the world.
Which is insanely good.
Yeah. I feel quite inadequate now.
But look, I mean, online numbers are very high. And interestingly, when you're measuring podcasts, podcast numbers always sound small by comparison because you're actually measuring actual downloads.
Mm.
But what that represents is a really high level of engagement. Like somebody's actually downloading and listening to a program.
Because you're actually making a choice. And of course, you know, individual articles, you know, get more downloads than others. But I just wanted to, you know, to say to you, Doug, you know, we hear what you say. I can't claim that we are reflective of the views of the wider gay community, but I think if you look at our content and what we talk about and how open we are to covering subjects and issues and engaging with people, it's not from want of trying. I think we do a pretty good job. But everyone is entitled to their opinion. And, you know, Doug's simply asking the question. He's not expressing an opinion necessarily. But thank you for asking, Doug. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with myself, Macca, and Misha Ketchell, editor of The Conversation. Coming up next is Karen Bryant, the CEO of Melbourne's fabulous Midsummer Festival. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.